God's grace and His peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for tonight comes from our Gospel reading, as the angels give the announcement to the shepherds that the Christ child was born. On this day, we remember the birth of that baby who saved the world. We usually don't talk about fear during this time. Quite the opposite. We would see this innocent baby and we'd say, what would be there to fear? But isn't it strange that God brings this baby into the world, in one essence, to create fear? But let me put it this way. It is a good fear opposed to a bad fear. What's the difference? A good fear is a healthy respect and love toward God as our Creator, as our Redeemer, as God who keeps us in this faith and will bring us to be with Him in heaven above. The bad fear, so to speak, could be that fear that terrorizes us, that fear that consumes us, that fear that causes us to do the wrong things. Many people in today's society are driven by that terrorizing fear. We have a Savior. That little baby being born, cute and adorable in a manger, coming to bring fear, but a good, loving fear. As we remember in the first commandment, God says, "You shall have no other gods before me." Martin Luther explains this as, "We are to fear, love, and trust in God above all things." That's where that good fear comes from. Knowing that, yes, we have a God who takes care of us. A God who loves us. A God who is willing to take on flesh and blood and die for the forgiveness of our sins so that we can be with Him in heaven above. It's that good fear. That little baby born in Bethlehem came to bring. Now, I don't know about you, but if I was one of those shepherds standing out there guarding the sheep and the angel made that announcement, regardless what the news may be, I'd probably be in more of that terrorizing fear. Fear for my life. But that very announcement that the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." At that point, I probably still would be shaking a little bit. But fortunately for us, the shepherds were bold. They went to Bethlehem. They saw this baby. And then they went to tell everyone the good news. Because the shepherds understood the concept of fear. As shepherds, part of their profession, of course, is to guard the sheep. That means they would literally stand in harm's way defending the sheep from natural predators. The second part on how they understood that terrorizing fear was what kind of respect did they have from their employers. Typically, the shepherds were not the owners of the sheep. What would happen when a sheep was missing? The shepherds would probably say, "Well, maybe some wolf or some bear got it." The owner would probably think to himself, "Yeah, I bet the shepherds had sheep for dinner last night." There was a lot of mistrust. What about the religious community who supposedly loves everyone? They didn't like shepherds. Even though they may have been Jewish by birth, they never came to church, so to speak. Remember, guarding the sheep was one of those jobs 24/7. They didn't even get the first Christmas day off. They understood fear. What it meant to be sort of pushed out of society. So when the angels come to them and say, "The good news is for all people, which includes shepherds," they greatly rejoiced. They understood the fear, and now thinking this Christ child would come to give us a new fear, a good fear, opposed to a bad fear. What is the separation of fear all about? We have to back up a little bit to the time of Genesis. Because when God created Adam and Eve, they didn't have this terrorizing fear. You know, this fear of losing a job, this fear of losing family, this fear of ruining the Christmas dinner. Whatever fear you may have, Adam and Eve didn't have it. They knew God, and they knew God perfectly. They wouldn't even been the surprised if an angel came at that moment, but until something happened. In Genesis chapter 3, we find out that Adam and Eve, they sinned. And what happened when they sinned? Fear, that terrorizing fear comes in, and the good fear of knowing God, having a strong love and respect for Him, was lost. However, God didn't plan for Adam and Eve to continue to live in this terrorizing fear, just like He doesn't want us to live in this terrorizing fear each and every day of our lives. And so the plan was for God Himself to take on flesh and blood, to restore the creation. God Himself would become part of the creation in order to redeem the creation, in order to share God's love, to restore the connection between humanity and God. Hence, that baby was born in Bethlehem. God's plan of restoration hit the ground. And we may know the rest of the story. Jesus grew up. He taught the people about God's love. He eventually fulfilled God's plan of salvation by dying on the cross, rising from the grave, ascending into heaven. Now let's get back to Luke chapter 2 and those shepherds. They understood that fear. They saw the baby. But were their lives changed at that moment? Well, Scripture doesn't tell us whether they remained shepherds or not. But it does tell us that they were eager to share the news about this baby to whoever was listening. So in one essence, you could say, yes, their lives were changed, not just eternally, but also for the here and now. When Adam and Eve sinned, they were separated from God's love. Their lives changed. Even in the here and now, they now had to work. They now had to suffer. They were now terrorized by their fear. But God had a plan. But the questions and the fears would still remain in their mind. Would God actually deliver on that promise? Would God actually forgive Adam and Eve and all their descendants? Would God actually restore what Adam and Eve broke? These questions grow on and on. With the many questions and sin, terrorizing fear continues to grow. Now let's get back to our own lives for a moment. What terrorizing fear haunts you? Whether you call them skeletons in the closet, or something that's constantly consuming you on your mind. What is weighing you down? What is burdening you? And then how does this baby, born in Bethlehem, fit in? Well, as you see the manger scene, and I'm not talking necessarily about the Hallmark cards, but seeing the Christ child for who He is, there is a change in life. That change of life and knowing that, yes, the angel made that pronouncement of the good news of great joy for all the people, your life was changed in that pronouncement. The Savior was for you because of the fear that we live in here and now. What do we do with our fears? Well, we take a look at that Christ child, not necessarily taking a look at the innocence, the cuteness, and the beauty, but the restoration that takes place. Our Savior is born. Our Savior came to bring great joy, not a terrorizing fear, but a good fear, love, and trust in God above all things. Unfortunately, our sinful nature is still within us and still tries to rob us of that love that comes from God. Jesus, our Savior, we have to remember, went to the cross and died to deliver you from sin, from your own death, from your own alliance with the evil one, and from your own fears. We don't have to wallow in our fears anymore, but indulge ourselves with the great joy that our Savior brings. At the moment, you may be saying, Pastor, it's very easy to say, but very tough to do. In the morning, we can change our clothes. We can change our occupations. We can change the type of car we drive, where we live. Can you change your mind? Can you forget the past? What about the future? God helps us out here. He doesn't want us to be in that terrorizing fear. But as the first commandment reminds us, you shall have no other gods before me. We are supposed to put our good fear and trust in God above all things. This is challenging when our minds are given into that terrorizing fear. But by remembering the Christ child and who He is, that child born in Bethlehem, that God's plan of salvation for restoration has taken place, it gives us that strength to face the battle every day that we need to face. Every day we are confronted with our fears. Every day we need to look to the manger. Very often people start thinking, you know, maybe if we just made a pilgrimage to the Holy Lands, to see Bethlehem, to see the place where Jesus was probably born, that may encourage us in the faith and instill us in the faith. But I'm going to challenge you. We've got something much more here and now. You see, if you would go to Bethlehem right now, you could probably see the place where Jesus was born. But what does that do for you? When the terrorizing fear comes, we need to actually be in the Christ child's presence, not just remembering where He has been. So where is that Christ child present? Well, Scripture reminds us. He is present whenever we hear His Word. He is present whenever we receive Him with the very true body and blood of Christ in with and under the bread and the wine. And what am I referring to? Where is the manger? Not necessarily in Bethlehem, but here. As we come and receive Christ's true body and blood, and with and under that bread and the wine, we are actually receiving Him. And why do we need to receive Him? Because our fears still linger. Why do we need to receive Him? Because we need that strength. Why do we need to receive Him? Because we need that forgiveness. Why do we need to receive Him? We need that life and salvation. Now we see through our faith why the angels announced to the shepherds who were stuck in their terrorizing fear, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people, and not just all the shepherds. And not all the people during that time, but all the people throughout eternity, which includes you. Are you living with fear that terrorizes you and consumes you? Come to the Lord's table. Receive that Christ child in with and under that bread and the wine for the strengthening of your faith and the forgiveness of your sins. Yes, He knows how difficult it is. God took on flesh and blood, was born in Bethlehem, lived among us. He knows what we're going through. And He says, I will give you that strength. I want you to be with me in heaven above. Believe and trust in what that baby did who was born in Bethlehem. So on this night, as we remember, and we have those images of that cute, adorable baby being born, let us also remember our salvation is complete. That little baby came to bring a good fear so that we can love and trust God above all things. In His name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.